Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again for another show of Your Pleasure. Every week I look for people who present pleasure from many, many different perspectives because I really believe in my heart that pleasure is one of the many things that we should strive to have in our lives. So many people believe that suffering is the way to heaven. Suffering is not the way to heaven. Pleasure and with responsibility and with self-love is all important because it's your temple and it is your responsibility to take care of it. And while you're busy taking care of it, you are enjoying it. Before we begin my show this tonight, I want to thank everyone for being here, and I want to tell you that once again we're being brought to you by www.sensualitysexualitypleasureadvice.com, a website that is full of information, products, ideas, everything for the lover of life, from toys to lotions and potions, for everyone from adults to seniors, anybody and everybody who wants to have some kind of pleasure will find information and those products at yourpleasure.com, which if you go to yourpleasure.com, it will reroute you to that larger sensuality, sexuality, pleasure advice. Well, today we are going to talk about pleasure and joy in your life after Parkinson's. You know, just because a person has an ailment doesn't mean that pleasure should end. We are living within our means, and our body will give us pleasure if we need that. So, and if we want it, and if we pursue it, it is just a matter of adjusting our attitude about how we're going to have it. Because, you know, you think about it now. When you enjoy your life at 20 years old, you can't necessarily enjoy it the same way at 60 years old, but that doesn't mean that you should stop enjoying it just because things are different. So today, my guest is Bill Smokin' Dog Mackey, and he is going to talk with me about joy in your life after Parkinson's. So here's a little bit about Bill. He considers himself a very fortunate individual, and he's grateful for all the opportunities that life has given him. And considering that one of the things that has been given to him is Parkinson's, I give him a lot of credit, because instead of him crying the blues, he is making the most of every single day and every single moment. So I would like to welcome him onto my show. Are you there, Bill?
I'm here, Ellen. I'd like to thank you for inviting me to take part in tonight's show, and I hope it's going to be a fun, informative, and inspiring conversation that we have that will hopefully help other people who have serious physical ailments and disabilities to embrace their lives and make the best of it.
Exactly. And that's the whole key. I mean, everybody has a different set of circumstances, and not everybody is the picture of health. But one of the things that you can know and understand is that sexual pleasure is truly beneficial and helpful and healthy to have in your life. And when you try to include sexual pleasure and release in your life, it can only benefit you. So given whatever the circumstances are, I think that people shouldn't give up on their pleasure. What do you say?
I agree with you 100%. If you like, what I can do is I can give a quick synopsis of how I ended up with Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
And basically what happened, Parkinson's is one of three major conditions I have to live with on a daily basis. And like I say, I'm thankful to God that I've been blessed with all three of them. I have OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, which means that I have problems dealing with pressures in life, and it causes me to act out with the behavioral problems that become obsessive and compulsive. When you combine that now with multiple physical challenges that started when I was 10, the first time I broke my back. I decided I'd do that a second time at 14 and a third time at 17. So I've lived with chronic, extreme pain 24/7 since the age of 10.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Then, in 2011, our company that we were running got wiped out. So Sarah and I were in the processes of rebuilding our lives and setting up new businesses. About 2 months in, I call it August of 2011, I was working. I was sitting down relaxing with friends, and I had a seizure hit me. Now, my Parkinson's started about 9 years ago, and it's evolved to a point where I get these seizures. It's caused my body basically to freeze up. It becomes stiff as a board. And I was sitting there working, and it got seized up, and I stood up. This huge crack went out, and it was like, okay, you just did it again. I just fractured my back for the fourth time. And subsequently, after that last accident and broke my back, it exaggerated and started accelerating the onset of Parkinson's. So by the Christmas of 2011, I couldn't get out of bed. I was totally bedridden. Couldn't walk, couldn't get up, couldn't do anything. In January of 2012, I said, I've had enough of this, and I started forcing myself to go for a walk. And I walk every day. I walk from my house down to the Starbucks at the corner, which is one of the... And I walk there and back every day. So starting in January 2011, that round trip would take me about 3.5 hours a day.
Wow.
During that walk, I would have between 8 and 10 serious... So as I'm walking, imagine it, if you're a woman and you've given birth and you've gone through labor pains, the final stages of delivery, Imagine having those kind of contractions 4 to 5 times a day, 1.5 to 2 hours at a stretch, and they don't let up.
No, I can't.
So needless to say,
no, thanks. No, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. Labor was... really quite the challenge, and the good thing about labor is once it's over, there's a baby there, and you don't have to keep going through it. So, you know, you could see the light at the end of the tunnel. As a condition that, like the one you're talking about, you just never know when it's going to hit you. So it must be a little
it just keeps repeating.
Sure.
Yeah, so to advance to by December of, well, I guess in August of last year, 2012, I decided to get back into music because I'd lost the use of my hands, and I started playing with my synthesizers and writing music just for therapy. And I found that that started awakening all my senses again. Music's played a major part of my life. And from that, I started finding I could develop a better understanding and control of my Parkinson's. Prior to that, I'd actually lost the use of both my hands. My hands had totally become crippled. So by December of 2012, I started into music. My hands were loosening up. Music was starting to play a major role in my life again. I was starting to get control of the seizures for Parkinson's, but still it was, you have no idea what it's like. Like these things hit and you're just wiped out for like 4 hours.
Right.
So I know very little about Parkinson's, except for one thing. Parkinson's, one of the major triggers in your body that causes Parkinson's to rear its ugly head is the brain producing
is what?
A chemical called, pardon?
I didn't hear what it was. One of the, what is
well, the brain stops producing a chemical called dopamine.
Okay.
And because the brain's no longer producing dopamine, that's what causes the muscles and stuff to start stiffening up and you lose control of your fine motor skills. I actually have writhing situations and stuff, too, that go with the seizures. So a few days after I started thinking about that, a friend of mine on Facebook mentioned that in a post on Facebook, he says, dopamine's the pleasure drug. And I thought, huh, this sounds really cool. What if I started playing around with the concept of, what do you call it, self-loving?
Mm-hmm.
To see if through the act of sexual arousal and orgasm, because sexuality raises the whole sensuality side of your body so that all your senses become alive.
Right.
What would happen if you started self-loving yourself, whether that would have an effect on my ability to control my Parkinson's.
Right.
Well, guess what? As of Easter of this year, I've had absolutely no contractions, no seizures. I can walk absolutely normally, all because I've learned how to use the self-loving process to control a level of sexual, I call it sexual tension in your body.
Right.
There's enough sexual tension in your body that keeps all of my senses, you know, my sense of touch, smell, sight, sound, taste, all an accentuated level, so that I don't know whether it's actually affecting the reproduction of more dopamine or whether it's just the fact that you're at a heightened state of arousal all the time that I'm able to manage and actually control. Like I said, I've had no seizures from my Parkinson's, no shakes, no tremors, no nothing.
Right.
Since Easter weekend.
Right. So in essence, sex is healthy. It's beneficial. It releases the dopamine into your system. It helps to help balance you out chemically and physically. It releases stress and tension from your body. And while stress and tension are the foundation for all diseases to start. So if you can counteract them, if you can balance them out with something that is natural, that is healthy, and that is loving, because you're loving yourself, and I think that's where it all begins. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else, and that you have no problem touching yourself and being good to yourself, then why not? Why not? Is it better to take drugs and mask the symptom and then have to take another drug to compensate for the first one? No. It's better to do the most natural thing, which is to take care of yourself sexually, or if you can get a friend to take care of you too, that would be nice.
Yeah, it helps that. Yeah, companionship works too.
Right. Yeah. But the bottom line is, it's your responsibility. And if there's no one there to do it for you, you, instead of sitting on your hands, use those hands and take care of yourself. And I think that's a really, really important message, because so many people have issues, problems with, you know, masturbation. And I don't understand that. I just don't get it. I did a whole program on it, and I think it's the foundation of starting a great sex life is being able to love yourself first. So I'm really happy
definitely.
To hear that you have taken the bull by the horn. Good for you, Bill. So how often would you say it is beneficial for you? I mean, because you're not 20, okay, and there is that refractory period. So how often would you say that you like to give yourself this pleasure so that it works at the optimal level for you?
It depends. If I really want to satisfy myself, it takes about an hour to an hour and a half just to get fully aroused to a point where you can actually enjoy it, and it actually gives you the most benefit from the effect of the orgasm.
Okay.
If I do that, it's probably 2 to 3 times a day.
2 to 3 times a day?
Yeah, why not? I want to go blind, but I want to smile and laugh about it too, eh?
Well, I some people have all the luck. I don't think I have time to masturbate 2 or 3 times a day. I think there's other things I got to get done. But you know what? More power to you, Bill. I mean, seriously.
Well, it works. Let's put it this way: the amount of money I save our government up here on drugs and everything else.
Absolutely.
They're going to pay me to heal myself. So I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm not going to cause the taxpayers any additional costs. So
exactly.
And it's working, man. I'm loving it. So hopefully I can inspire other people to give it a try.
More power
really
to you, and I hope you do inspire people, because the bottom line is there is nothing healthier for you to do than what you're doing. Nothing. I mean, even if you took, say, a warm, relaxing bath, that's still not going to do what an orgasm can do for you.
No,
you know?
Because it doesn't awaken all your senses. You're still
right.
Just sitting there in a warm bath, relaxing, but it's your body is an organism that it has to thrive by its sensory perceptions.
Right.
And the more awake you make all of your senses, and I say sex is one of the only things that humans can do that guarantees to awaken all five of your senses to an incredible level.
Right.
So therefore, I've actually used this as part of my treatment where I have to deal with extreme pain. It sounds strange that you can actually, like if you go to my website, there's actually an article there that I wrote about music, the influence of music, and basically every one of those songs relates to the sexual experiences of how the song and sex actually helps me deal with my OCD, it helps me deal with my full-time pain, and now how it's helped me deal with living with Parkinson's. And I have a great life. I have an amazingly wonderful life.
And you sound like a very happy person, and I bet you there are people out there that don't have Parkinson's and don't have any of the ailments that you have that are not as satisfied as you are. And, you know, the thing is, it's all about acceptance of the situation, loving yourself, and no matter what anybody else thinks, because people have so many dramas and inhibitions that are not serving them at all, but because somebody taught them this, somebody that they put in high esteem, or somebody that was supposed to know more than them, whatever, or some religious figure, whatever, people say, well, you know, this action is wrong. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you're taking care of yourself and you are loving yourself and you are bringing yourself relief from pain and from stress, and you are helping to manage your ailment and feeling better about it, and then you come out of it, and when you come out of it, you're joyful. The bottom line is you are a success. That's a total success.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned. That's a beautiful thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, too. The way I look at life as well, is, you know, people spend so much time giving thanks for all the great things they give in life, but then they still hate all the crap that's in their life. You know what? The best thing you can do is be thankful for everything you've got in your life. I look at everything I have in my life, the good, the bad, it's all the same to me. I'm thankful for it all because I can walk out my front door and within 2 seconds I can find somebody is not as well off as me. And I'm thankful for that fact. I may have challenges in my life, but by God, there are people out there that are in a hell of a lot worse situation than I'm in. So you know what? I'm thankful for everything I've been given in life. And because of that, I'm able to get up every day. I'm able to go out and live my life to the best that I can.
Right.
People that have seen me over the last 2 years dealing with Parkinson's, they come up to me now and they say, what the hell drug has your doctor got you on? Did you have your surgery yet? I said, no, it was basically a miracle that happened on Easter weekend. I came home from a walk. I've had no tremors, no seizures, no nothing since Easter weekend of this year.
That is phenomenal. That is wonderful. And that is most definitely encouraging. And I hope that anybody that is out there that hears this program either live or in the future will take this information and this encouragement to heart, because we're only saying these things because they are good for you. The pharmaceutical companies and medicine in general would have you believe that it's a completely different route that you should take, and yet there's no satisfaction at the end of that route. There's just one drug after another, which can, you know, cause a whole slew of contraindications and can cause your body to rebel and even other worse things to happen. I mean, seriously, you cannot overdo loving yourself. No matter how many times you handle your body and bring yourself to an orgasm, you'll never die from that. And there'll never be any contraindications.
Well, I mean, if you do die from a heart attack from doing it, at least you'll die with a smile on your face.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, I'd rather go that way than any other way. Thank you very much.
I think, listen, as far as I'm concerned, I think that our ability to orgasm and all of the other pleasures that the body has, not just a sexual orgasm, but the fact that the body has the ability for a full body orgasm, is the greatest gift that we as human beings have. And I don't see anything shameful or wrong about it at all. A lot of people disagree with me that they have their issues, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm vibrant, and it's because people say to me that I look, you know, when they never really guess my age, but a lot of people say that I look about 10 to 15 years younger than I actually am, and they say, what do? And I say, good sex and lots of it. And they look at me like, yeah, right? And I'm like, no, that's exactly what it is. Of course, I'm not having it as often as I used to because, you know, people change and relationships change. But when it does happen, it's always quality. It's always satisfying. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as I can, and actually my goal is that the day that I die, I'm going to have a fantastic orgasm, I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to eat chocolate all on the same day. And then I can pass, and I'll be very happy. That's the way to go. That would be the best way to go. Having an orgasm and dying of an orgasm, that would be like blissful, totally blissful. And people would say, yep, we understand that. Ellen is definitely the kind of person that would have died in an orgasm.
Well, at least the Undertaker won't have to force the smile on your face, right? It'll just be all natural. No, I agree. That's the only way to go through life, man.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's a really important message. And even though we're kind of making light, it's not a serious thing. It's not something that should be approached with solemnity. It's not something that is scary or harmful. It's something that is joyful. It is something that should put a smile on your face. And if people can just let go of their prejudices, especially about touching themselves, and they can help themselves to feel better, that is the most beautiful thing. I know that also when you have an orgasm, you are also releasing endorphins in your body, and those are natural painkillers, and you release endorphins.
It's amazing. If I didn't know and really understand my sexuality and sensuality, I would be like 90% of the people who live in chronic pain. I would be on probably Oxycontin or some drug very similar to that.
Right.
I'd be extremely addicted to it. My life would be pure hell. I wouldn't be able to get out of bed. I'd just be a total write-off. I'd probably be dead by now, to be honest.
Right.
Because
and
from
you
the
know,
age of 10
I,
to the age of now 52.
Because the drugs that they are offering for extreme pain are very, very strong. And, you know, they not only are they going to kill the pain, but they're going to dull your mind, and you won't even know which way is up. A lot of times you're just so out of it from these drugs that, you know, they give you all kinds of warnings. Well, you can't drive a car, and you can't, you know, handle heavy machinery, and, you know, you want to be, you know, you have to be careful with them because you really are not sharp. You really are not thinking. You really are not present. So, like I said, you can't have an orgasm and then feel like something wrong is going to happen. Nothing wrong is going to happen if you have pleasure and if you have allow your body to do the healing that it can do all on its own. I think it's a phenomenal, phenomenal concept. That's terrific. So it takes you about an hour to get to that point, and then say you may do that maybe two or three times a day, so maybe in the morning, late afternoon, and then just before you go to bed?
Oh, it depends. So I have really weird sleeping habits. So sometimes it could be like, you know, morning, mid-afternoon. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning again.
Okay.
And then there's also I have to also keep sexually aroused all day long. So we're constantly, you know, you have to not necessarily hit orgasm, but at least get to a point so your sexual arousal levels raise again. Otherwise, the body starts to shut down.
Right.
So, you know, throughout the day, you constantly have to do something to keep your sexual, that sexual tension in your body at a level that's keeping your sensory perception fully awakened.
All right, so do you do that
when your sensuality starts to, pardon?
Do you do that with literature? Do you do that with pictures? I mean, how, that seems like
a vivid imagination. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I can do it with anything. Most of the time, I just have to just think. You know, I think of the pleasure it's going to give me, and that's usually 99% of all I ever need.
That's right, because a good orgasm starts in your mind. Absolutely.
Yeah. I just think of the pleasure and the benefit that it's given me, and it's like, you know what? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to enjoy it. When it's over, I know my life's going to be good for 5 or 6 hours. Screw
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you're really... You know, the way you live your life and the way that you're approaching it is really being in the now. You are living in the moment, and you are taking care of yourself, and you are thinking good thoughts that are bringing you pleasure, and working at staying healthy. You're not allowing, you're not giving the responsibility over to anything else. You are saying, I know that this works for me, and I am taking responsibility for this, and I have found that it works, and regardless of what anybody thinks, I feel good after this. And I think the bottom line is people want to feel good. Now, listen,
that's the most important thing. It's about you feeling good about yourself. I mean, I hear people saying that, you know, in love with themselves and say, well, how do you be in love with yourself when you're totally detached from your sexual being?
Exactly.
It doesn't work. You have to have both. It's in balance.
Absolutely.
And I just know the benefit of having that balance. It's amazing because you can basically overcome anything, or at least be able to live your life at a level that far exceeds what anybody else's expectations are as soon as you start adopting that philosophy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I so agree with you. And I'm so glad that you said that. And I think that you are an inspiration, and I hope, I really, really hope that anyone who is suffering from some kind of an ailment that causes them pain, if you have the use of your hands and if you are able to massage yourself, because the skin itself is your largest organ, and by rubbing your skin, whether it's from your scalp all the way down to the soles of your feet, you help to release positive hormones into your body, and they will go to the different areas that need help, and they will, you, by nurturing yourself, you're helping your body to nurture you from a cellular level up. Now listen, we only have 2 minutes left. So if you would like, why don't you tell everybody about your website so that they can come and see and read and hear about any other kinds of inspirational information that you have.
Okay. Well, it's been a real pleasure being on your show today. Like I say, I hope people enjoy it. I hope people can have a good chuckle at what we're talking about, because it's all about life and what you choose to make of it. Which is partly why I've created the website that I run. It's called thesmokingdog.com. That's SMOKNDAWG. And basically the name of the website is a spin on my dog's name, which is Kokomo, who actually chases and jumps at cigarette smoke, barbecue smoke, campfire smoke. So she's affectionately known as a smoking dog.
Right.
I created the website not only to discuss my love of music and share the insights of how music has healed me, my life a lot, but also to provide inspirational stories and other things in my life, and basically as an open door that people can come to, they can read my articles, they can ask me questions. My door is open to anybody. If you've got a mental issues, physical challenges, dealing with some sort of life-threatening disease, by all means, drop by the site, drop me a line. I can share you what I've learned from life. Like I said, I've been living with chronic pain since the age of 10. I live with OCD since, you know, I was born this way. So I've had my trials and tribulations in life, and you know what? If I can do it, anybody can do it. All you have
thank
to do is
so
ask
much,
somebody that knows how to do it, and
I'll
help you.
Thank you so much for your insights, for your encouragement. We are out of time, but I really do appreciate it, and I hope lots of people visit your site. And thank you, everybody, for listening in tonight to Your Pleasure. Take care, everybody. Namaste.